Well, we mentioned Facebook having maybe a negative impact, and it's high school reunion season, and maybe Facebook is having an impact there. If you Google school reunions, you'll see articles back to 2011 talking about the demise of reunions. You know, why travel miles and spend a lot of money when you can see friends on Facebook? But now there might be a new wrinkle, what people are saying on Facebook. We heard about this from one of our favorite listeners, Tom Girding, owner of Davison's Bacon and Sausage Works in Davison, Michigan. His graduating class there had 1,500 years ago. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And so you wanted to tell me about how your 40-year class reunion was last weekend. Now, born in Flint, but raised in Davison. So this is your hometown.
That's correct.
That's right. And you were having your 40th year class reunion last weekend, and you started calling people beforehand. What'd you find?
Well, a lot of people, like you said, why go to it? We have Facebook, you know, kind of sarcastic. But and then I started hearing from people that said, well, I'd be embarrassed to show my face there after everything that I had said during the campaign. And I heard from another camp that said, you know what? I lost a lot of respect for half of my friends. I don't want to see them anymore.
And lost a lot of respect because what? Finish that thought. Because of what?
The vitriol during the campaigns. You know, as a small business owner, rule number one is don't get involved in politics. I mean, you just can't afford to. So I sat back and just kind of watched as a spectator. I was just amazed at the vitriol and the name calling. And I even had one really good friend make a call to arms. You know, and this was like 2 months before the elections.
And this was all playing out on Facebook. So you told me you called about 10 or 12 classmates, and people were saying, as you said, well, I'm in touch with people, so why do I need to go? But a large number of people saying, I don't want to go because I'm embarrassed of what I said, and I don't want to go because I don't like what I read.
Exactly. Wow. Or I'm not your friend anymore.
Wow.
I even talked to one gal that now lives down in Florida. I contacted her to find out if she was coming up for the reunion. And she said, heck no, I can't show my face in that town anymore in public.
Wow. You know,
so that's, Robin, there is a tear in the social fabric in this country that I think goes a lot deeper than anybody realizes.
Well, this is what you wondered. Are other people feeling this? We'll do a shout out and see. But so what happened? You had a class of 1,500. How many showed up?
Well, actually, the organizers of the reunion, I think a week or so beforehand, we're getting a little bit nervous. So they opened it up and made it an all-alumni reunion, which includes anybody that basically is old enough to drink because it was held in a festival beer tent that had graduated from Davison High School. And the turnout was just paltry.
Tell me.
Maybe 30, 35 people.
No.
Yeah. None of mine were there.
This has got to feel pretty sad.
Yeah, what I'm more worried about is are we going to be able to sew the hole back up at any point? Because it doesn't seem to be getting much better. You know, we are all grown-ups. I think we need to start acting like it. There was a time before social media where you just did not walk around talking about politics, you know, wearing your heart on your sleeve, but that's all changed.
Yeah. Look, 40 years, you know, who knows if you're going to see these people again.
I don't know. I guess there's a lot of people just content with Facebook, and they think it's a daily class reunion.
What would a face-to-face meeting with some of these people mean to you?
A lot more than something on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like a good handshake or a hug or a kiss.
Yeah.
You can't do that on your telephone.
No.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, Tom Girding, again, owner of Davison's Bacon and Sausage Works, nitrate-free in Davison, Michigan, a longtime listener. Thanks for letting us know about this.
Next time you're near Flint, you better stop.
I will.
Okay, Robin.
Okay.
Thank you.